what a Chiefs County invite, Carl. Watching the results throughout the day, on the boys' side, it was fun to watch. And the track events, the field events, this was state-caliber stuff at your place, wasn't it?
You know, it was an amazing meet. I mean, the quality of athletes that Dundee County and Perkins County, you know, Chase County, and you know, a lot of the other, you know, teams that came, the quality of athletes that were here, you know, I don't know, you know, the depth was even pretty good, but the top end was the best I've ever seen here. It was just a really, really high quality track meet.
Phenomenal performances. We got to start off first, Noah Rao and the discus. Wow, 187 feet. I always ask you this on his big time throws. Were you over there near, and did you have a chance to watch it?
I didn't see that one. I went down soon after. I've always got jumpers going, and so I kind of am over there with them, and I kind of try to keep an eye out, and I have been fortunate to get over and see our throwers a little bit more this year. Certainly, wherever Noah is at the track meet right now is a pretty big draw. People are excited to go watch him throw, and just amazing. And we think that, you know, there's nothing fluky about it. It wasn't a big win day. You know, he's been doing it in practice. You know, he had one at Cambridge that was a scratch that they went ahead and measured at 185. So, you know, we think this is something that he can continue to do, and you know, it's just really, really fun to see. He's just a junior. It's hard to believe, but it's hard to explain, just a guy that was, like we've made, I think you and I talked about, he was built for it, and he's put the work in.
Does he feel, talking to him, I'm sure, does he feel like, hey, I've got some more, I think I can throw a little bit farther?
I think he absolutely does. You know, and Noah's one of the more humble kids you'll ever talk to, but you know, he's confident in himself, and I think he knows there's been some 190-ish throws out there, you know, that he's had. So it's just going to be a matter of, you know, everything coming together on the right day in the right place, and I think there's certainly some meat left on the bone here. So we're excited to see where that goes.
This was just one of a number of PRs for you. The other one, maybe just to stand out, Tristan Jablonski and right in the half, the 800 getting in there under 2 minutes in a battle with Mason McGreer. That was a heck of a race to watch, I bet, wasn't it?
It really was. And just, you know, when our kids have had the benefit of running with guys like Mason McGreer, you know, Elijah Goodell, you know, and some of these guys in our conference, you know, the Ham kid from St. Pat's, Jarrett Miles, you know, before that, you know, and so there's just been such a good opportunity for our conference and our kids to just, you know, kind of work off of each other and set marks. And you know, Mason, to his credit, man, he ran a 400, turned around 30 minutes later and ran a 2 mile. And then, you know, after a little bit of rest, came back for that open 800. So, I mean, and then ran 157, you know, and changed. So, he's amazing. And for Tristan to lock on to him, got him within, I think, like maybe 3/10 of our next, class, our school record, you know, coming up. He's the next guy to pass is Alex McNair. So we're excited for him to pass Alex, you know, and go on. So 158.2. Best time we've had since Brett Gooden, all the way back in 07. So, yeah, really exciting.
Sounds like Haven Huxwell, I've got kind of a slow start. I think an injury or two you mentioned is starting to really get his gears going in the mile and the 2 mile.
He really is. You know, he got sick our first meet, and I don't think he ever really, congestion and all that stuff, I don't think he really ever got over it for a while there, but Haven's starting to hit his stride, and I've always kind of said when the weather warms up, Haven kind of does too. And he's, you know, like I said, he gets to run with great kids week in and week out. And you know, he set a PR in his 2 mile and was just off of it in his mile. And we're going to see his times continue to drop. I really expect to see Haven go under 10 minutes here in the 2 mile pretty soon, under 4:40 in the mile. So yeah, he's doing the work, and just continues to impress. Haven, he just, I mean, the miles he puts in and the effort he puts in is, he's earned every bit of it. So we just hope that those he starts to see those drops, and I think they're coming.
Your hurdlers had a lot of PRs in this one, didn't they?
And you know, they did, and you know, Luke Fries is a guy that's coming on. He had a little bit of misfortune, actually, in the highs. I think we were looking at, you know, trying to be a little bit conservative, but I think we were looking at something in the 15.6, 15.7 range. He actually had a hurdle get hit kind of outside of his control that made him four-step one hurdle and still ran 16.1, you know. So we think he's coming right there. Scott Hoover, you know, as a senior, has been outstanding in the 300 hurdles. And we think if we just can hurdle a little bit better, that Scott's going to be down there in that 42nd range. And then, you know, our freshman, Aaron Cervantes, he's really off to a great start. So, yeah, exciting to see. You know, after you lose Easton, you know, and Jensen Olsen, you know, you kind of think, well, you know, we're starting over, but these guys have picked up and are really doing well.
The sprinters, I know we talked to, I texted you one day, I saw Thomas Reeves really had lowered his time coming back from injury. He and the rest of your sprinters with some more PRs.
Yeah, you know, Thomas was a little dinged up on Tuesday, but he still ran all of his events. Cameron Lemke, that's a guy I wanted to talk about. This kid, you know, he didn't go out for track his freshman year, came out of sophomore year, said, I don't know what I'm good at, I don't know what, you know, to do. And we just sort of played around with it. And he's a kid, you know, he ran a 50 flat on the in just a showdown with Ryder Potts on the anchor of the 4x4, two teams that were battling it out. You know, he's won some 100-meter dashes. He's won some long jumps. He's won some 200s for us. And, you know, and then, you know, Tucker Mullender, Austin Smith, we have a nice little crew there. The 4x1 was just off the school record. They were 43.5, you know, so we've never, like we were talking about, we've been, you know, right there in the state meet the last several years, and we haven't been under 44 this early, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years. So we're excited to see where that one can go.
And again, your other relay is doing well, knocking time off, and you've still got a few more meets before your districts to take a little bit more time off.
Definitely, you know, I don't think we broke 3:30 last year until districts, and you know, and then ended up, you know, running that 3:21. Setting the state record that only lasted until West Holt got back out on the track this year. Boy, 3:18, I don't know anybody from West Holt other than the Wrenchlers, but when I see one, I'm going to tell them that was awesome. I mean, for a classy school to go and take, we took 3 seconds off of the state record last year at state, and they took 3 seconds off of ours. So pretty amazing. But yeah, it's a great relay, and in Class B, it's going to be so competitive. But, you know, we're just gonna keep doing what we do, kind of trusting our process, and I think that when the time comes, if we can get ourselves to Omaha, I think we can be right back down there.
Spencer Kelly in the vaults with the new PR. He's flirting with 13.10, close to 14, and then you mentioned Cameron Lemke, also 21+ in the long jumps. So you're getting points out of those field guys as well.
We are. You know, Cameron's are probably day in and day out had been our number three long jumper with Cole Clevenger in there and stuff, and Tucker Mullender, but Cameron had the big day on Tuesday. And yeah, two sophomores that have both made 13 foot in Spencer Kelly and Tate Hubbard. And, you know, Spencer got the 13.6. Tate just missed it the other day. And then, you know, Malachi Christensen, who's been over 13, our senior, and he had some really good vaults that just brushed here and there, you know. So we're kind of hopeful that maybe we have three 14 footers there by the time, by the time districts roll around. I know that's a pretty big ask, but you know, with 13.6 being automatic, you know, we've got our sights set on trying to take three poles to Omaha or more. So that'd be good.
Mike Truxell invite coming up on Saturday, isn't it?
You betcha. Get to go to Hershey. Had bad weather there the last couple of years. Looks like it could be a little windy and stuff. So we've been so fortunate this year. We've got nothing but really pretty good days so far. I saw the one a little bit windy there right before Easter, but we've had some nice days, beautiful day Tuesday. So we'll go to Hershey and we're going to spread our kids out a little bit. We're going to convert to a little bit of speed, just with already having our home invite and, maybe taking an event or two off here or there. Maybe we're only running guys in two or three and, you know, spreading it out. We got plenty of guys to fill the events up. So, you know, that's the goal is to get and see some of our conference schools here right before the conference meet. We haven't seen St. Pat's yet this year, so be good to run into them. And Kimball, I think, will be there. And so that'll be a lot of fun. And then, gosh, we're starting to get the prep work done. We're 10 days out from districts after that, so...
We going to see a few of your kids here for our JV meet here in McCook on Monday?
You betcha. We're going to bring. I think about, I was looking at it, we're going to bring about 20 boys down and probably about that many girls. So awesome JV meet, just a really cool thing that McCook High School does to, you know, let some of these younger guys come out there and you know, get a meet that's kind of for them and get some opportunities that they don't get in all the varsity meets. So, Saturday, Monday, and just keep on rolling.